Hello and happy. Today is Sunday. Happy Sunday. Yes, this is podcast episode 239. And my name is Stephanie. I am the host of the Remix Movement podcast. Now, I want to go ahead and take some time to talk about prayer and fasting because we as a ministry are about to go into our 21 days of prayer and fasting, and it actually starts tomorrow, January 9. A lot of churches at the beginning of the year, they also do 21 days of prayer and fasting because this is a way for us to take the year and to say, you know what, God, we do have our resolutions, we do have our goals, but I want to give you my first couple days of the month. I want to give you 21 days. I want to be able to put the things that take up my time, the things that I don't really need, put them to the side. And I want to put you first. I want to make sure that I let you know these are my plans, but I want you to reveal something new to me. I want you to do something in my life that'll radically change the way I'm living so that I can become a better believer in you, God. So that's what prayer and fasting is, right? Prayer and fasting is when we take the time to sacrifice or eliminate any type of distractions that we may have or things that we do for a spiritual purpose, right? And it's not so much the fact that you're going to focus on you're not going to eat or you're not going to have sweets or you're not going to have meat. Yes, that's what we're doing. We're sacrificing our flesh so that we can accomplish things spiritual. But it has to do more with the reasoning why you're doing it, right? Why do you need God to speak in your life? Why do you need God to let you know what the steps are for you to have a better marriage, have a better family, have a better career, right? So I want you to focus on prayer and fasting as a way or a tool for you to be able to say, God, let me put you first. Let me sacrifice my flesh and let me give you my all. Let me be able to be in the right mindset for you to do something in my life, for you to answer my prayers, my petitions, and things that I've had in my life, okay? So it also enables us to celebrate the goodness and the mercy of who God is and prepare our hearts for all the good things that God wants for us, right? So I have a few things in here that I want to just mention, because when we say fasting, a lot of us think that that word is intimidating, right? We're like, oh my God, 21 days of fasting. You know how skinny we're going to get? No, no, no. I don't want you guys to think of that at all, okay? Fasting does not have to be hard. There are different types of fast, right? Here's one example of a fast. Complete fast. What is a complete fast? You don't eat anything at all. All you're doing is you're drinking liquids, which is typically like water and light juices, right? Here's another type of fast, selective fast, okay? This is when you remove a certain element from your diet. So some people do what's called the Daniel fast, in which they only they remove meat, they remove sweets, and they remove bread from their diet. So they only consume water and juices, fruits, and vegetables, right? Another type of fast is what's called the partial fast. And this is basically where you fast for certain day, certain times during the day. So a lot of people like to do, they're only going to be fasting from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or some people like to do fasting from sun up to sundown. Okay, this is what's known as the partial fast. And then we have for those who are just not experienced with any type of fasting, right? Maybe you're a baby Christian. This is the first time you're thinking about doing a fast, but you want to get into it. You want to know what it's about. So you want to do what's called a soul fast, right? Some people who may have like a health condition and they can't fast food, what are they able to do? They eliminate certain things that they get pleasure from. So here's an example. If you really like to wake up in the morning, get on your social media, and just go ahead and put content in, maybe this is the time for you to say, you know what? I'm not going to look at social media at all for 21 days. I want to replace that with time with God. I'm gonna choose not to watch TV during this fast. So what does that mean? I'm not gonna watch the news. I'm not gonna watch my favorite shows on Netflix. I'm not gonna watch my favorite shows on Disney Plus. I'm just gonna go ahead and say, God, I'm gonna eliminate the time I would watch TV so that I can be able to spend time in your word. Now, here's the best thing about fasting is that fasting is you are taking something out of your diet, but you're replacing that again with prayer time, with journaling, with reading the Bible, with listening to praise and worship music, with gathering with other believers. See, fasting is a time for you to get closer and connected with God. For some people, this is what you need so that you can be able to see the miracles that you've been praying for so many years. For some of you guys, this is probably what you need so you can get back on track with your life with Christ. Maybe you're not giving him as much as you want to be able to give him. Maybe you are asking God for something, but you're like, maybe I need to do this fast so that I can show God that I'm serious about him, that I want to have a better relationship with him. Okay. So 21 days of prayer and fasting. This is something that we're going to be doing from January 9 to January 29. And I am excited to be doing this with my husband. I am excited to get on this journey. There are so many things that I want to pray for, but I only have four in particular that I'm praying for. And those are all personal. So don't think that while you're doing your prayer and your fasting, you have to just let everyone know and make an announcement. I can't talk to you, or I can't be with you, or I'm praying for this and that. Nobody needs to know what's on your heart during this time. This is like a heart intervention between you and God. See, God wants us to have a heart intervention, and that is to dedicate as much time as we can with God in these next 21 days of prayer. And if for any reason you forget and you have a piece of bread, or you forget and you eat something at McDonald's, even though you said you weren't going to do any fast foods, that's okay. Give yourself the time to acknowledge that you made a mistake and then move forward. Keep reading your Bible. Keep seeking God's face. Keep listening to your praise and worship music, all right? I recently posted on my Instagram three things that I hope that everyone who's going to be doing this 21-day prayer and fasting is able to get, okay? And this is something that I learned from my church. The first one is put God first every day. How do you put God first every day? During the next 21 days of prayer, wake up 30 minutes before you normally do, and even before you brush your teeth, even before you do your hair, even before you do your regular routine, just get into a prayer closet, get into a prayer room, and pray to God. Take those first 30 minutes to ask God, like, hey, welcome you to my day. I want to make sure that I'm following your steps. I want to make sure that you're helping me out. I want to make sure that I'm in your presence, right? I'm going to be doing this. And for me, I haven't done this in a long time, because I used to do this when I was trying to get back on losing weight. I would wake up at 4:30 in the morning, because normally I wake up at 5, and I would work out. So now I want to work out spiritually. I'm literally putting my alarm clock for tomorrow, 4:30 a.m., so that I can be able to spend 30 minutes with God in my guest bedroom, in my prayer room, right? And I'm going to be praying to God about those four things that I have on my heart. I'm going to be praying to God about just allowing him to be the center of my whole day, that I may be in meditation with him all day, that I may not find this fasting challenging physically, but that I may be so immersed into God's presence that I don't even notice that I am fasting. Like, I want to get to that point where I'm just like, wow, God, I am seeing you move even within the first 30 minutes of every day. So the first one is put God first every day with those 30 minutes every day. The second one is put God first every week by keeping the Sabbath. So the Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, right? The first day of the week, but keep the first day Sabbath. The first day of the week is Sunday. So I really hope that during these first 21 days of prayer and fasting, that you choose every Sunday to go to church. Get plugged into a church locally. Get plugged into a church that maybe you started going to and then you stopped going to. Get plugged into a church where God's presence can be filled, where you can be able to be in praise and worship with other people, lifting their hands and praising the name of Jesus Christ. Get into a church where you can be able to connect with new people, make new relationships, and allow yourself to keep the Sabbath every week. So the first one, put God first every day with the first 30 minutes of every day. And then the second one, put God first every week by keeping the Sabbath, making sure that you are going to church every Sunday. And the last thing that I hope you guys are able to do for these 21 days of prayer is rebuild what is broken. How do you rebuild what is broken? If you find yourself in a situation where maybe your marriage has been the same for the last year or 2 years, maybe that's an area where you need to rebuild it. And how do you rebuild that? Pray together. Pray together at night before you go to sleep. Pray together on the phone, on your lunch breaks. Pray together in the mornings if it's easy. Go to counseling if that's something that you feel like you need to strengthen your marriage. If you feel like your family is going into a million different directions and they're missing the reverence of God in your home, I mean, go ahead and take the time to say, you know what? As the father of this house, as the head of the household, every once a week, we're going to get together. We're going to do a devotional together. We're going to read a chapter together. We're going to read a verse together every week, whatever it is. But rebuild what is broken. Maybe what is broken in you is your self-esteem. How do you build up your self-esteem? Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you are a masterpiece made by God. Look at yourself in the mirror without makeup on, ladies, and say, God made me beautiful. Allow yourself to rebuild your self-esteem and the one who created you and God. If you are somebody that maybe you find yourself in a situation where you're right now, your career is broken, you're not happy where you're at, or you don't have a job, this is the time for you to rebuild that area. How do you rebuild it? Try to find new ways of getting a new job, or try to find ways to be more grateful for the job that you have. Maybe you're not as passionate about it as you used to be, but there's areas where you can excel and you can grow. There's areas where you can shine brighter. This is what I mean by rebuild what is broken. So for me, this one is just one that I never really thought about, but when the pastor talked about it, it just opened my eyes a little bit, because this is one that's gonna, it's gonna cause you to work a little bit, right? So the first one, keep God first every day. That's gonna be really hard for some of you guys. 30 minutes before, just don't look at your phones, 30 minutes to pray to God, 30 minutes to be in praise and worship, 30 minutes to give him your day. That might take a little bit of sacrifice that you're not used to, right? The second one, put God first every week on Sunday. That might be really hard for some of you guys, because on Sundays, you're used to watching a football game, or you're used to going to your family's house, or you're used to a daily routine. Maybe that's your day to clean the house. But now you got to break your routine and you got to choose to say, I'm going to church on Sunday. It could be Sunday morning. It could be Sunday night. But you are giving God Sunday. That is the day of rest. And that is the day for you to give God glory. And then the last one, rebuild what is broken. This one, you might need to write down a plan on how you're going to do this. You might need to say, God, in my 21 days of prayer and fasting, I don't know how I'm going to rebuild what is broken, but I know my broken parts. See, a lot of us have broken parts where when we think about it, it's so easy for us to be like, yeah, that is a broken area. When I think of this area, I'm not really that happy about it. I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. I don't see any growth in it. See, when you find those broken areas, the best way for you just to analyze them and work on them and rebuild them, go ahead and read the Bible. The Bible is going to allow you to open yourself up and be more vulnerable with God, to the point where your emotions are not just going to be sentiments of how you feel, but they're going to be the ability for you to say, you know what, God, I feel this way about this broken area, but I want to give it to you. I want you to work this out. I want you to rebuild it. And maybe rebuilding means like you got to tear it down and start again. But God is going to see that you're surrendering it and he's going to work on it. So I just wanted to share these things with you. And I really do hope that in the next 21 days of prayer and fasting, if any of you guys need help, if any of you guys are going to be joining and you want to just have a conversation with me, you have some questions on it, go ahead and send me a DM on my Instagram or my Facebook. I have no problems. I'm with you doing this. I am praying with you. I am fasting with you. And I am in the same journey. We all want to get closer to God. And that's what this is all about. So thank you so much for tuning into this podcast episode. I'll be back with you guys again soon. And I am praying for you. I know that you can do this. And God is proud of you for saying yes in this one moment. Thank you for listening to the Remix Movement Podcast. If you found this episode encouraging and uplifting, the best thing you can do today is share it with others. Stay connected with me on social media to get more new podcast episode alerts, verses of the day, and much more. Follow me on Instagram at StephanieA321. And don't forget to subscribe to the Remix Movement YouTube channel, where you can have access to all of our previous podcast videos. Thank you and God bless.